This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. More foreign nationals are preparing to leave the Gaza Strip Thursday. Gaza's border authority released the names of about 600 additional foreign passport holders it said will be allowed to cross through the Rafah crossing into Egypt. About 335 foreign nationals left Gaza Wednesday, along with more than 70 injured Palestinians who were taken to Egyptian hospitals for treatment. The departures come after Gaza's Hamas-run government said consecutive airstrikes on the Jabalia refugee camp Tuesday and Wednesday killed 195 Palestinians. The militant group says at least 777 people were wounded in the attacks and 120 are still missing. Israel said its strikes on Tuesday and Wednesday killed two Hamas military leaders, while UN human rights officials said the airstrikes could be considered a war crime. Israel has bombed Gaza by land, sea, and air in its campaign to wipe out the Iranian-backed Islamist group after its cross-border rampage into southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,400 people and taking more than 200 others hostage. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As the war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas nears its one-month anniversary, U.S. President Joe Biden is now calling for a humanitarian pause in the fighting. President Biden made the call Wednesday while he was being heckled during a fundraising speech in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The heckler interrupted Biden's speech to demand a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Biden is under increasing pressure from human rights groups, fellow world leaders, and even members of his own Democratic Party who say Israel's bombardment of Gaza is collective punishment and that the time has come for a ceasefire. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Israel Thursday for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday to voice solidarity, but also to reassert the need to minimize Palestinian civilian casualties. A group of lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives have failed in their effort to expel one of their more controversial colleagues. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the details.
Representative George Santos has easily survived a vote to expel him from the House of Representatives, as most Republicans opted to withhold punishment as both its criminal trial and a House Ethics Committee investigation proceed. The effort to kick Santos out of the House was led by his fellow New York Republicans, who are anxious to distance themselves from a colleague infamous for fabricating his life story. He's accused of stealing from donors, lying to Congress, and receiving unemployment benefits that he did not deserve. But the vast majority of Republicans and more than 30 Democrats voted against expelling Santos. The House has expelled only 5 members in its history, 3 during the Civil War and 2 after their convictions on public corruption charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After 63 years in existence, the Texas Rangers are finally champions of U.S. Major League Baseball. The Rangers defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 Wednesday night to win the 2023 World Series by a margin of 4-1. The game was scoreless in the seventh inning when Mitch Garver drove in the Rangers' first run. The team scored 4 more runs in the eighth inning to put the game away. Rangers shortstop Corey Seager was named the series' most valuable player.
It truly is incredible. But it's not just me, man. What this team did and how we competed and all the guys in there rallying, you know, we don't really have one leader. You know, that whole clubhouse is a leadership. They're all professionals in there, and we all knew we had a job and a task at hand, and we competed and we did it. You know, it's pretty cool.
The franchise began its Major League Baseball history in 1961 as the Washington Senators. This is the Rangers' third trip to the World Series. They lost to the San Francisco Giants in 2010 and the St. Louis Cardinals the following year. Repeating our top story, more foreign nationals are preparing to leave the Gaza Strip Thursday. Gaza's border authority released the names of about 600 additional foreign passport holders it said will be allowed to cross through the Rafah crossing into Egypt. About 335 foreign nationals left Gaza Wednesday, along with more than 70 injured Palestinians who were taken to Egyptian hospitals for treatment. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. I'm Richard Green.